Situation 15. Going to bed. After Baywatch ends, it is time for Michael to go to bed.
Michael, it's 11 o'clock. It's your bedtime.
Mom, can I stay up until 12? I'm in 7th grade now.
I know you are, but your bedtime is still 11. Now be a good boy and go to sleep.
What if Dad says I can stay up until 12?
If your father says it's okay, then it's okay with me too. But remember, he's the one who decided on 11.
Dad, can I stay up until 12?
No.
But Dad, please?
I said no. Now go wash your face and brush your teeth.
Okay. But when can I stay up until 12?
When you are in high school.
High school? But Dad, that's 2 years from now. I can't wait that long.
Okay, maybe next year, if you study hard.
Really? Thanks, Mom. I promise I'll study hard. I'll get all A's. I promise.
I hope you do get all A's. That would be wonderful.
That would be great. If you get all A's, I'll buy you a new bike, too.
Do you promise?
Yes, I promise. But right now, you still have to go to bed.
But, Dad...
No buts! Go to bed right now.
Yes, sir.
Sweet dreams.
Thanks, Mom.
Good night, son.
Good night, Dad.
Michael goes into his bedroom.
Do you think I was too strict?
No, Michael is a teenager. He needs you to be strict with him.
Okay, if you say so. Thank you, dear.
You're welcome. And you're a good father and a good husband. Don't worry about our son. He is a good boy, and I bet he really will get all A's.
This is the end of Tape B.